In the comedy The Trip, actors Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon went on a restaurant reviewing tour of Britain, eating scallops and doing Michael Caine impressions. The movie was successful enough that in their follow-up, The Trip to Italy, they ate pasta and did dueling Al Pacinos.
That movie did even better, so why mess with a winning formula? Coogan and Brydon are now heading out on a trip to Spain. Critic Bob Mondello says with most movie sequels, he's done after a second helping, but with a dish this tasty, he'll go for thirds.
The phone call from Steve Coogan comes at an opportune moment.
I'm asking you if you'll come with me.
Rob Brydon looks across the room at his wife and new baby.
Yes, I will come.
And before you can say Spanish omelet, they are off to the land of Don Quixote to tilt at wind turbines and chat over chorizo about whatever pops into their heads. Mick Jagger, for instance.
I was leaving,
yeah.
And I heard from the balcony...
Yeah.
Rob.
Hey, Rob.
And I looked up, and he went, "Don't throw those bloody spears at me." I said, "What?" He goes, "Don't throw those bloody spears at me."
Yeah. No.
He was doing Michael Caine.
I know. What you find is...
Coogan can't resist doing his own Mick Jagger.
Sort of, but it's actually quite posh. And sometimes he's quite, actually, got that sort of public school thing.
He went, "Don't throw those bloody spears at me." And I went, "Oh, Michael Caine."
Yeah.
So I looked up at him, and I said... I've told you before, if you're not going to sing, I don't want to bloody know. Now get back in the other room. And he went, and off he went. He loved it. But had I had a close conversation with him, I would have said, what are you doing having a child at 72?
Age is much on their minds this trip. They've both just turned 50, which makes them worry they'll soon feel as ancient as the dinosaur tracks they find in their travels.
Brontosaurus, which would previously roam the lands.
Who's that?
Is John Hurt.
That's not John Hurt.
Who is it then?
Well, I don't know, but if you didn't do John Hurt, you have to, The Brachiosaurus was once roamed the land. The king of all is surveyed.
That's a very good John Hurt.
The point of this trip, though, is Spanish cuisine, which we see sizzling in the kitchen and served with food porn panache.
Iberian pork meat from Salamanca, and Victor makes the chorizo like his grandmother.
Wow. Encantada.
When she said he makes chorizo like his grandmother... Is that what she looked like? Because I'm picturing a grizzled old woman with the external appearance of chorizo.
Well, you're the only person who is, mate.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Hang on. If his grandmother tasted like this, I'd have a nibble.
As with the previous movies, director Michael Winterbottom has whittled the trip to Spain down from 6 half-hours of British television. Coogan and Brydon, friends in real life, are improvising exaggerated versions of themselves. Brydon, a goofy Sancho Panza, to Coogan's snooty Don Quixote.
Stones to Shakespeare, come on!
Oh, that this too solid flesh would melt.
Their travels take them through breathtaking Iberian deserts, gorgeous seacoast villages, and at one point they stay in a castle where Brando played Grand Inquisitor. In a darkened room, it becomes clear that come the next Spanish Inquisition, Coogan will be asking the questions.
You're doing him in The Godfather.
Huh?
He's just doing Marlon Brando.
He's doing 70s Brando.
His voice was a little higher the way he spoke. It was like that, you know?
You're doing a De Niro.
If I was doing De Niro, I'd do it like that, you know? That's the way De Niro spoke, you know? The reason you think I'm doing De Niro when I'm doing Brando is because De Niro himself was influenced by Brando.
So in attempting to criticize you, I've inadvertently complimented you.
You've shown up some of the detail in
Brando. You've certainly come out on top in this exchange, then.
Brydon needles, Coogan remains oblivious and slightly melancholy, and audiences enjoy a week-long conversation in which no narrative needle is ever left unthreaded, as when talk of tilting at windmills leads to...
...that you find in the windmills of your mind.
You know who sang that?
Dusty Springfield?
Noel Harrison is the famous one. Son of
George
Rex Harrison.
Really?
Who sang The Rain in Spain? Circles within circles.
Yeah.
I would follow these guys on a trip to anywhere. I'm Bob Mondello.
Like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Keys that jingle in your pocket, words that jangle in your head. Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along a shore.